WJTL Newsboys, your love never fails. Citizen Way, the Lord's Prayer in North Point, inside out, wide open. Hey, good morning. Happy Tuesday, 7:21.
Your weather forecast for this Tuesday, mostly sunny skies, high near 58 for your overnight, mostly cloudy, low down to 42. Winning Wednesday, clouds, rain, windy, high of 57. And looking ahead to Thanksgiving Thursday, mostly sunny, breezy, high near 46. Currently, it's 31.
Our friends Scott and Steve are here. They're with an organization called Hope Walks. They help children with club foot around the world get healed and be able to walk. And Steve Robinson is the marketing and communication director. And good morning to both of you again.
Good morning.
Great to have you both here. Steve, you were just in the Dominican Republic. Tell us a little bit about what you saw and did while you were there.
Sure. Yeah, it was a great trip. We were there last week. It was my first time in Latin America. Quite a bit warmer down there than it is up here
yeah.
right now.
Yeah.
But we were doing a filming project, actually, and we got to go into a number of children's homes who we treat, and they so we witnessed what they were doing there in the homes with the clubfoot treatment, got to go with some of our parent advisors, and we met a number of children. One of them was Isabella, and she was just the sweetest little girl. We have a story, in fact, on our website about her, and it's a lot of the stories are similar in that, you know, when a child is born with clubfoot, the parents don't know what this condition is, and they feel like they are so alone.
Right.
Isabella's mom found treatment. The doctors directed her to the clinic, and when she got there and saw all the children, all the parents there, and children in various stages of treatment, from casts all the way up to corrected feet, her isolation was instantly taken away, and she felt like, you know, this is something that I can deal with, and she felt like she was part of a bigger community.
And in a lot of these countries that you're dealing with, it's not just that their child has this issue, it's the stigma, because they feel they've been cursed or they did something wrong, or there's all that leads to the isolation.
Absolutely, yes. They just don't know what it is, and a lot of the cultures will shun the families for this condition, not knowing that it can so easily be treated.
Amazing. Yeah. And Scott Reichenbach is with us. Scott is the president of Hope Walks. And Scott, this is a condition that we do still see in the United States, too.
Yeah, it happens here in Lancaster County. So every 3 minutes, a child is born with clubfoot somewhere in the world. And here, you have access to Hershey or down to Delaware or to Philadelphia.
Yeah. And so tell us a little bit about what you're doing in some of these countries with Hope Walks.
Right. So with Hope Walks, we work in 16 countries. We work with 130 different hospitals, government hospitals, faith-based hospitals, to teach and train the local providers how to do this simple casting method. So the children come on a weekly basis, have their feet just simply cast it into a correct position. So after 6 to 8 casts, those feet will be straight. They wear a brace at night and nap time as they grow older and ultimately walk free from disability. So amazing. The same treatment you get here in the U.S., we're teaching and training to local staff around the world.
Amazing. And you get to share Christ with them as well.
Absolutely. So that's really what we're all about, is being able to use this as a platform to share the gospel. Why was my son born blind in John 9? And so many of these families come in, why was my son or daughter born with their feet twisted like this? And so in every clinic, we get to partner with a local church to put in what we call parent advisors to then journey with the families through the treatment process, tell them that they're loved, that their child was loved and created by God. And through that, as they see this physical change happen in their feet, be able to share the hope of the gospel. And so it's beautiful. It's amazing to see our parent advisors just sit on the benches outside a lot of these clinics with the moms, just putting their arms around them, crying with them, weeping with them, but then running for joy with them as their kids walk free.
Yeah, well, lives are being changed through Hope Walks. You can be a part. Go to hopewalks.org. I understand you guys are part of Giving Tuesday that's coming
Giving
up.
Giving Tuesday is next Tuesday. We're trying to heal 24 kids in 24 hours.
Oh, that's
is
cool.
What our mission is this coming week. And so they can visit our website and hashtag 24 kids, 24 hours, and find out more, see some of the kids and faces, and read some of the stories.
Hopewalks.org. Visit and be a part. Scott and Steve, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, we loved having you. Back to the music. This is Kyle.